In the early years of the 20th century, manufacturers of the many consumer products that depended on new technologies were not confined to creating new styles and colors. People also replaced goods before the old ones were used up if they had become obsolete because of technological change. Before the 20th century, technological obsolescence had been a concern of manufacturers faced with decisions about replacing workable production machinery with the latest innovations. By the 1920s, it was an ordinary concept in everyday life, familiar to people who had thrown away old kerosene lamps first in favor of advanced models and then because they had electricity. Major consumption decisions almost always involved technological improvements. All over the country, families chose between indoor plumbing and automobiles, expensive purchases that became widely available during the same decades. Moreover, new technologies were improving. Like computers today, automobiles, radios, and phonographs got better from year to year. Technological obsolescence became as much a concern of people buying things for their houses as of industrialists investing large sums in factories. Many writers have tried to make the distinction between technological obsolescence and style. In 1908, Edward A. Ross, one of the founders of American sociology, described change made because it is better as progress, and change made because it is stylish as fashion. But the distinction is not so easy to make. Ross's examples of utilitarian products, fountain pens, alarm clocks, telephones, and bathroom floor tiles, had all become objects of styling by the 1920s. Most were also made of new materials or used new technologies. In practice, stylistic and technological obsolescence went hand in hand throughout the 20th century. Americans were tempted to replace many products because new ones worked better and looked more up-to-date. Automobiles provide the most prominent illustration of the workings of obsolescence in the decades before the Depression. The automobile was the single most important product in the new culture of consumption. It dwarfed other items in the family budget, and it changed the physical, economic, and cultural landscape, stimulating highway construction, the development of new communities, and new approaches to everyday activities like shopping, entertainment, and travel, in supermarkets, drive-in movies, and motels. For manufacturers of all kinds of products, the automobile was the ultimate test case for the principles of consumer marketing. If people could learn to discard cars that still worked for reasons of style or new technologies, they could certainly come to think of anything else as disposable.